Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
I rescued George when he was 2 years old. He's not just a friend. He's family. Got your message about George, you okay?
I don't know.
George?
Is it me or is he considerably bigger?
No, he's definitely bigger. What's happening to my friend?
Are you familiar with genetic editing?
Someone's mutating animals into monsters.
No!
Your oversized monkey is old news. Sound the alarm, sound the call.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. 3D Wiggle provides software that lets you convert your 3D images into 3D GIFs and or movies that you can easily share on Facebook or Twitter. We have a 20% off coupon in the link in the description, and we also have deals from Amazon, and we also have a Patreon. So please click in the description to get more info.
All right, we're here today with Jake.
Yeah, Jake's here.
And we're reviewing the Rampage movie, which released in 2018. And as always, we talk about the 3D element first. Unfortunately, the screening I went to, I did not have 3D. I only had 2D. So, Jake, you take control of here. How was the 3D?
I was impressed with the 3D. They had some nice shots, especially with Ralph. Some great imagery with Ralph, especially... and I'm not spoiling anything by saying when Ralph jumps at the helicopter, because that's the trailer. And it's just, oh my gosh, it is just spectacular in 3D.
Okay.
And at the very beginning, the incident in space that starts everything, there were some really nice 3D there. I also really liked a scene when. The mercenaries were hunting Ralph. And there's a scene that particular, it's like right out of Aliens, you know, Ripley and the alien.
Mm-hmm.
That was, they really captured the whole, just captured it. Anybody who's seen that movie is going to just catch it right away and is going to go, wow, that was a really nice tribute. And their 3D version of it was really nice. And you just go, oh, crap. And then it just, this movie had a good, could really balance being funny and dark, which was pretty good. Because this movie was surprisingly violent for a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. How was the 3D depth?
It was pretty good. It had a lot of separation. One of my favorite 3D scenes was the when they were at the San Diego Zoo in the bamboo forest.
Okay.
That was really nice. I mean, there were some guys going, oh, God, they're pandering to China, and my eyes are rolling. Yeah, probably, but they're in a zoo. Gorillas, bamboo, hello. They would, you know, hello. Yeah.
It's not completely out of the realm of possibility that gorillas live in a jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it's nice footage. And so, this movie was better than I expected it to be.
Okay.
I was trying to keep an open mind, but it was really hard because, I mean, video game movies are normally the suck.
All right. Before we get to the movie, so you want to give this a final verdict? What do you give the 3D element?
I would say it was good.
Okay.
And it was wild.
Okay, that's good to hear. So,
yeah, this is worth seeing. If you're going to see it in 3D. You'll get so much more out of it.
Maybe that's part of the reason why I didn't enjoy it as much as you, because I watched it in 2D and. It, you know, I didn't connect with it as much as you. So, maybe.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. 3D Wiggle provides software that lets you convert your 3D images into 3D GIFs and or movies that you can easily share on Facebook or Twitter. We have a 20% off coupon in the link in the description, and we also have deals from Amazon, and we also have a Patreon. So please click in the description to get more info.
So, you know, on to the movie itself. So, what's the story of Rampage?
Basically, it's a bromance between Davis. Okay, God, I'm just going to call him Davis. I don't want to insult anybody's culture by mispronouncing their last name, especially when I'm not feeling well. And his albino gorilla, George.
Davis, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, by the way. Yeah. I think it's Okayo, Davis Okayo, but they never mentioned the last name in the movie that I remember. So if it was once they mentioned it, it's not really important.
And he goes above and beyond to save his friend George from, and if you've played the game, you know Scum Lab is who infects the people who get turned into animals. Well, the movie, they just infect animals. And George is one of the gorilla in the game, except he's albino in the movie, which was probably a stylistic choice because there's been so many giant gorilla movies of late.
Yeah, and I also think probably just to make it stand out more because the War for the Apes movies, you know, all the different, you know, Planet of the Apes movies recently. So just to have it white, you know, it makes it different. It makes it unique. You're going to see that, you know. You don't see albino apes that often. So, yeah, it makes sense. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. And here in Oregon, we got a chuckle out of the bad guys because Wyden, it's the names of the bad guys, also happens to be the last name of the senior senator of Oregon. So every time the name Wyden popped up on the screen, there was much laughter.
So, you know, there's a corporation here, and they're making, you know, I don't know how to. They're using CRISPR to make animals larger and more aggressive, and somehow this is going to make them lots of money. And that wasn't really clear, but like you said, there was a beginning scene with the space, and you know that's the plot device that gets the CRISPR genetic engineering to the three different animals, and you know. The corporation wants the animals back, so, you know, but you also have another government agency trying to stop this with Jeffrey Dean playing Harvey Russell, the government agent, and you also have Dr. Kate Cardwell, who is a geneticist who helped make this. You know, Naomi Harris plays that. So they're all part of the adventure trying to be there. And obviously, you know, Davis doesn't want his best friend to be killed, you know, or given the Harambee treatment, like you said, or the King Kong treatment.
Yeah.
And, you know, he honestly believes that he could take care of George and make sure that the damage done is minor, if any. So the adventure is following, you know, the animals and following everyone who's basically attacking Chicago. Because there's like a plot device, which I'll kind of, you know, this is a spoiler-free podcast, so we won't talk about that much. But there is something that lures them into Chicago. And, yeah, they have a nice battle. And... you know, one thing that really surprised me about this, you mentioned this in your review, and I agree, it's a little more raunchy than I thought. And I think the violence was a little more heavy than I thought. And I especially thought the language was really adult for what I think should be just a PG movie. I don't really see the need to have as much language adult language, but that's just me. What did you think of the adult language that was in this movie?
Yeah, it was eyebrow raising a little bit. I mean, because The Rock is such a family-friendly brand, and it just kind of, it was eyebrow raising for sure. I mean, this was more of like an R light, because if this had been an independent studio, this movie would have got slapped with an R.
Yeah, like there is no nudity, and there was almost an F word, but yeah, you know, I was surprised they didn't just go all the way at that point.
But, they it's a PG-13. You're entitled to one.
So there wasn't that much blood that I remember, you know, or guts or gore.
There was lots of viscera.
So okay. What do you think of this movie?
It's big, dumb, fun. If you know, if somebody says a movie based on the Rampage game, and you get to see giant monsters just demolishing a major city, if that appeals to you, you're gonna like this movie. You're not gonna love it. You're gonna like it. This is not Shakespeare. They're not trying to be Shakespeare. Even though they really cast better actors than most of these movies get. Because, I mean, Naomi Harris was in Moonlight. I mean, she kind of alternates between these big B movies and Oscar bait. And she's a really good actress. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you know, normally doesn't do this kind of stuff either. I mean, lately he's just been playing Negan on The Walking Dead.
Now, if you've never played the Rampage game, I think you're still going to be totally fine. I mean, there's a few Rampage games that released, you know, the most popular is probably the original arcade game, which released in the 80s. And, you know, the story there is not really, it's like two sentences. You know, there's like a super vitamin or something that changes the animal, you know, people to animals. And that's basically it. You play as the three animals and you're just destroying the cities and going to the next level to destroy more cities. And that's basically it. So, you know, it hasn't been a Rampage game in a while. I think at least 10 years, I think.
But that's why I was surprised. Why are they reaching out to old farts like me who played Rampage as a kid? I mean, they missed one opportunity, though, because one of the favorite things we used to, when I played Rampage with my friends, is we liked to punch, when a train would come by, we liked to punch it back and forth and really rack up points. I thought that was a missed opportunity.
Now, without having spoilers, there is one scene where a character does get eaten, like in the game, and I laughed really hard in that scene. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Let's not spoil that, but yeah, that one was hilarious and ridiculous.
In fact, I think the whole character, the whole reason this character was in the movie was for that scene.
All right.
Because the character could have like not been in the movie at all. Because I think their whole purpose pretty much was just that scene.
Okay. So, it's a pretty fun movie. I think you liked it more than me. For me, my most grievance problem with this is the writing, where a lot of the dialogue was atrocious, I think. You know, it reminded me of a Transformers movie, and you know, that's not necessarily a good thing. I, you know what to expect for Transformers movies, but, you know, it's that kind of level. So, what do you give this out of a 10, you know, 1 out of 10?
7.
Okay, well, I'm going to go a little bit, I'm going to give it a 5. And I think I was going to, like, 4 until, like, the last scene. And the last scene, I think, ended really well and made me laugh out loud. And I was like, I rolled my eyes, but I laughed out loud, so I pushed it over to a 5. It's okay. You know, like you said, it's not high art or anything. It's a stupid action movie. But that's going to be basically it for the spoiler-free version. If you want to listen to a spoiler-filled version, we'll have that also in the podcast feed. So that's going to be it. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. 3D Wiggle provides software that lets you convert your 3D images into 3D GIFs and or movies that you can easily share on Facebook or Twitter. We have a 20% off coupon in the link in the description, and we also have deals from Amazon, and we also have a Patreon. So please click in the description to get more info.
All right, so that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.